The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When some were talking about the temple, remarking how it was adorned with fine stonework and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All these things you are staring at now, the time will come when not a single stone will be left on another. Everything will be destroyed." And they put to him this question. "Master," they said, "when will this happen then? And what sign will there be that this is about to take place?" "Take care not to be deceived," he said, "because many will come using my name and saying, 'I am he.' The time is near at hand. Refuse to join them. And when you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened, for this is something that must happen, but the end is not so soon." Then he said to them, "Nation will fight against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and plagues and famines here and there. There will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But before all this happens, men will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to imprisonment, and bring you before kings and governors because of my name. And that will be your opportunity to bear witness. Keep this carefully in mind. You are not to prepare your defense, because I myself shall give you an eloquence and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed, even by parents and brothers, relations and friends, and some of you will be put to death. You will be hated by all men on account of my name. But not a hair of your head will be lost. Your endurance will win you your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. As the liturgical year comes to an end, the focus of today's readings and the Gospel is on the end of the world and the second coming, the day of judgment. The prophet Malachi in the first reading reminds us that on the day of judgment for the evildoers, it will be as bad as it gets. Burned, leaving neither root nor stalk, vanished. But for the righteous, it will be a day of salvation, healing rays. They will become their full and true self. The prophet was, of course, warning people to avoid sin, that is, to avoid turning away from God, and encouraging them to remain with God and in God. In the second reading, we heard that St. Paul is having a go at people for a specific reason, namely not pulling their weight, explaining that he himself is working very hard. I do not know if St. Paul was in a mood of self-pity or otherwise in a negative mood, because he not only accuses people of not doing anything to earn their food, but worse, because of this idleness, they interfere with those who do try to do the right thing. Well, most of us would sympathize with this reprimand, if indeed it's true, and would consider it right and just. If we were to apply this comment to the church of today, to the community of Christians that makes up the universal Catholic Church, but also our particular church, that is our diocese, and indeed our own parish church or local community, they all provide at different levels the bread of life through the body of Christ, most so at Holy Mass. All this would, of course, not be possible without the hard work of many believers. Work that is often unnoticed by others. Work that gets very seldom, if ever, thanks at all. It is, however, like being a silent witness to God and the Church of God. And those who do so often face ridicule or criticism for doing work that is apparently unappreciated. They are, in fact, persecuted for being a witness to God. The gospel predicts that this will happen, that we will be persecuted for bearing witness to Christ. It may be by criticism from members of our own family, from friends, from colleagues at work, from officials working for the government. But Jesus promises us that as long as we remain steadfast in our faith, God will give us our just reward. That is, we will join the martyrs, being a Greek word for witness, in heaven. For it doesn't matter how you witness for Christ, by work that goes unnoticed, by preaching, by being subject to secular laws, or indeed being killed for the faith. It is to each what God has allowed to happen. And if we freely choose God, choose the truth, choose the bread of life, in return, who are already chosen by God, will have earned our food, and our seat is guaranteed at the eternal banquet in heaven.